Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Ryan Fusco. Before I bring him on, I have to remind you to subscribe to Forbidden Knowledge News on lbry.tv. We're also available always on all popular podcast platforms. Definitely check us out on Rockfin. This is where you get all of our premium content. You're going to get Forbidden Knowledge News Con this year. You're going to get last year's Forbidden Knowledge News Con. You also get all our regular shows. You get all the premium content from every awesome content creator on Rockfin. You really need to go check it out. They are growing rapidly. They got some awesome content creators on there. Just click the link in the description or visit rockfin.com/FKN+. And finally, the helium miners have started shipping again, guys. If you haven't heard yet, this is an amazing opportunity for you to mine your own cryptocurrency with a new helium miner, and you can get one for free. By deploying this simple helium hotspot in your home or office, you can provide your city with miles of low-power network coverage for billions of devices and earn a new cryptocurrency, HNT, helium tokens. Mining HNT with hotspots is done via radio technology, not expensive or wasteful GPUs. Hotspots work together to form a new global wireless network and undertake proof of coverage. You can start earning cryptocurrency by connecting your hotspot to the network with your mobile phone, and that's it. You receive a phone call to verify your order before they ship it, so be sure to answer the call. Now, if you want a helium miner, we're no longer using the link in the description for now. Just email me, forbiddenknowledgenews@gmail.com, with your name, and we're going to send one right out to you. We're going to send you a link so you can get your miner ordered and shipped. So, again, if you're interested, just email me at forbiddenknowledgenews@gmail.com. Tonight, I want to welcome to the show Ryan Fusco. When he was 8 years old, on a snowy night while driving on the highway with his father and brother in Pennsylvania, they saw something in the sky they could not identify. Ever since then, he has had a fascination and high interest in the UFO topic. He has been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time for some very amazing UFO sightings, which got him involved in the UFO field. In 2016, he finally started investigating UFO sightings locally, and he has a high knowledge of UFO and abduction cases. In recent months, he has joined the phantomsandmonsters.com to be the Western Pennsylvania investigator for the blog. He also just got done filming a television show called Red Earth Uncovered that airs in Canada for the third season. It airs January 2022 in the United States. Ryan, welcome. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to tonight. It's going to be fun. We're going to dive into ufology, a little bit of paranormal. I know you work with Lon at Phantoms and Monsters, so we got to talk some cryptids. And let's see where we can go from there. I'm sure we can go down plenty of rabbit holes starting with that. Now, this is your first time on. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, how you got involved with Lon at Phantoms and Monsters. And, you know, I mentioned in your bio that you saw, when you were eight, you had a UFO sighting with your dad and brother on the highway. Tell us about that, too.
Like you said, since 2016, I started investigating locally. And then I got in touch with Lon, and he actually gave me a trial investigation. And so I went out, actually, it was about an Owlman investigation. And I went out to Fayette County, where a lot of stuff takes place. If you guys are familiar with Stan Gordon, a lot of his calls are from Fayette County. But it turned out, I mean, the witness was pretty solid. And we went to go see the mushroom farm where this thing was supposedly from. It was pretty wild. A lot of stuff checked out. And, you know, long story short, the guy I don't believe he was telling a lie, that's for sure. But after I turned that in, Lon gave me the green light. And since then, I've been investigating for him. And also, you know, people email me as well. But yeah, when I was 8 years old, it was right before Christmas. We were coming down a highway, and all of a sudden, this green light just showed up. And all of a sudden, you could just hear these tinging metal. And you could tell it was dropping something on the car. And my dad was like, "What is going on here?" So I'm sitting there looking at this thing, and all of a sudden it just starts going back up and disappeared. And my dad actually pulled over to see if there was any damage on the car. And when he did, there was debris sitting there, but it was just slowly dissipating. Like it was there, and then all of a sudden it wasn't there. But I didn't do any damage to the car. But yeah, ever since then, I always thought about that night, like, what? what could that have been? Like, you know, my dad always said, oh, it was nothing, you know. So, but then one more thing happened when I was, I think it was 13. We were at a cookout, and I just looked up. There was this silver object just sitting in the sky. You could tell the sun was glistening off it. And from there, I was like, you know, that's not a satellite. It's sitting still, you know, even at 13, I could tell, you know. So whatever it was, it ended up disappearing. But yeah, from there, yeah, I just got really interested in it. Read up on a ton of cases as I could, paranormal ones as well. Although I'm really mostly into the UFO field. But recently I found out that the UFO field can get pretty paranormal itself. So.
It definitely can. Yeah, I've been down that road for a while. The connections between ufology and paranormal seem to be pretty profound the more I look into it. The connections are definitely there. I guess we could start with telling us about some of the most profound investigations you've been on so far. In your email, you told me that you had a really interesting one in November in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, this one. Yeah, that one is actually, I mean, the repercussions of that investigation are still happening today, which is crazy because back in November, it actually started in August. Isn't a man named Steve. He okayed me to use his first name. Lon sent me some information on him. This started out with a gunshot. Actually, he decided to fire a .22 at a UFO that was in the sky. So
yeah, that seems like a great idea.
Exactly. That's actually my first thought to him. I said, I don't think that was a good idea there, guy. But yeah, word to the wise, I would never fire a gun at a UFO.
Right.
So, and it was the second night he was out there, he was hanging his clothes. And then all of a sudden, it just, stuff just started ramping up. And basically, he sent me this video. There was lights. It was like they were hanging from a string and they were going back and forth. There was a bunch of different lights, but you could tell that it was, obviously it wasn't hanging from a string, but it looked like it at the time. And so he sent me another photo of it, and there was orbs just all the way around his house. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this guy's gotten into something. So from there, I had him send me more photos and videos. And this is the thing, is this guy had no idea about UFOs, nothing. He didn't even know what a portal was. I had to explain him what a portal was. So he just sent me a ton of pictures and stuff, and some of them were hard to decipher and stuff like that. But, you know, that comes with all cases pretty much. But one photo he sent me the one night, and it's actually on the website. You can go check it out for my investigation. It was a photo of, and this was after he got done telling me about it. He said he had seen these dog type entities and they were hopping. He said, and one of them hopped over his fence. I said, really? I said, did you get a photo of one of these? And at the time he was like, no. He's like, but and this really threw him for a loop because he was a religious person. And at that time, he immediately started questioning his religion. He got really upset about it. I don't discriminate, I don't judge. So I tried to stay away from that because I didn't want to put any thoughts in his head or anything like that. And I said, well, you can take it for, you know, what you want to take it as, you know. But he was really upset about that. And I remember 2 days later, he said, hey, I took this photo. I said, can you see anything in it? And he goes, I don't know. Can you brighten it up for me? Because all of his photos were dark. And so he sent it to me. Sure enough, I brightened up. There it is, a dog entity peeking into his window. And you can actually see this photo on the phantomsandmonsters.com. Matter of fact, I can actually send it to you at the after this broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll do. And you can actually tell, I mean, it does have a dog look to it. And his arm is actually holding back the window. Like, it's pretty wild. But it does not look like anything me and you have ever discussed or anything like that. That's what got me interested in it. So I'm like, wow, that, I said, a dog type entity. I said, that's wild. And then sure enough, it literally kind of looked like one. I was like, wow, okay, there's something here. There has to be, you know.
Well, how big was this thing?
The one he sent off, he said that was a juvenile, like a kid one. He said, so it was about 4 to 5 feet tall. He said the other ones were about 6 to 7 feet tall. And he said they hopped like rabbits. He said, but his fence, and I actually went out to Oklahoma. I live in Pittsburgh. I drove all the way out there. So his fence is about, I'm 5'8". So his fence comes up to about a little bit over my belly button. So I'm, you know, probably about 4 feet tall, maybe a little bit bigger, but these things were hopping right over it, he said. And the little ones, he actually saw them open a gate and walk around. So, yeah, it
Man,
must have been
that's
hacked.
almost kind of like the description of the Kentucky goblins, how they're, these little entities are hopping around, but you said they look like dogs, so that's crazy.
Exactly. And that's actually I brought up to him. I said, was there anything else like this? And this is the crazy part is the a week later, I get a frantic call. It's him. I probably shouldn't have gave him my phone number. He called me. I get calls at 2:30 in the morning. But so we started doing Messenger, and I would record them. I do screen record on my phone, so you could record everything that's happening. And he was to the point where he was exhausted, couldn't sleep because these things were knocking on his door and stuff like that. And so he said he saw a kangaroo type one. And I'm thinking to myself, he probably saw the same thing, you know what I mean? But like, if you think about it, because kangaroos hop, you know what I mean? It's, and at that point, I'm like, kangaroo, a dog, a kangaroo, what's going on here? This is crazy. So, sure enough, the one night, I told him I would stay on Messenger with him while he tried to get some sleep. So he's sleeping. All of a sudden, I'm an idiot. I had it muted. I didn't know that it was going to mute the whole thing. Like, I didn't know I could. I was not going to be able to get any sound out of it, but I turned it on for it's about a minute and a half, but you can hear something outside. And as soon as I yell into the phone, I say, "Hey, Steve," you can hear them, whatever it was, they broke a pane of glass. And you can hear these weird bzzz. It's wild. I was like, "What the heck is this?" And I couldn't wake him up. But anyway, so finally I said to him, "Hey, I got to get out there. I got to see this stuff." He sent me some more compelling photos. I said, "I got to get out there." So finally in November, I packed up and drove down. All right. So I'm going to just long story short. The first night I was there, I saw three red orbs. And the wild thing was they were in a straight line. All of a sudden they were in a triangle shape. And I was like, wow, that's definitely something odd, His dog was barking a lot that night. I didn't take anything to it. The next night, this is where it gets pretty wild. The next night, I see a blue light disappear in his yard. I go, said, what was that? He goes, I don't know. I said, go get your flashlight. There's his flashlight, comes back out. And he just got done telling me, he's like, hey, there's a red light in that field across the street. Sure enough, I pull out the flashlight, turn it on, boom, for the first time ever in my life, there they are. They're sitting here. And I'll send you a photo of this. I don't have all of them. I have the two that stayed back, but they had brown outfits on and they had bright green goggles and they were moving like a wave back and forth like this. They were like up against a wire fence and they were moving back and forth. And that blue ball, one of them went like this and it went into its hand and went, it disappeared.
And
I
this is
said,
on
oh
the
my.
Phantoms and Monsters site as well. For if people are watching, they can go check it out.
Yeah, they can read up on it, and there's also about I think there's six or seven photos on there. But the one I'm talking about, I don't know if that one's on there, but I can send it to you as well.
Sure.
You can do it as well. But you can tell that there's two brown entities standing right there, and they both have green goggles on. It was wild. I was like, I cannot believe I'm seeing this right now.
Wow.
And his dog immediately made a beeline for them, and I got nervous. It's like, and I yelled his dog's name. And it came running back to me. Thank God. I was like, oh, God. I was like, man, I didn't know what was going to happen to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I was in shock. I was like, I can't believe we're seeing this. So all of a sudden, the flashlight goes dead and my phone dies. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to get us. But I was laughing. I couldn't do anything else but laugh. I was like, I can't believe I just saw this. And sure enough, the flashlight comes back on. There's nothing there. I'm like, oh, man. All of a sudden, his dog starts running back over there. All of a sudden, this being, we didn't even see it. It was bent over with his hands on its knees. He had an elongated skull and it moved over and looked right at the dog like this. And I was like, whoa, it just come out of
Wow.
nowhere. I was like, oh my God. And sure enough, the dog looked at it. It looked at the dog and I was like, oh, get back here. But it didn't do anything with like it didn't care that we saw them. They were like on a mission. In a way, you know what I mean? And I have a photo, London, let me post it up there because the I guess the darkness of it. But anyways, I was able to finally brighten it up. And in this photo, you can see two entities. They both have horns coming off their head. or they look like sticks in a way. I don't know if that is a part of their anatomy. I don't know. But anyways, you can clearly tell that they're both looking over like this, listening to someone talk to them. It's insane. It was wild. You can see it plain as day now. I mean, it was wild. So that was the second night. Now, I was supposed to leave the next morning. Okay. And we did get knocks on the door and stuff like that. And my phone kept dying. I could not keep it charged. It was driving me nuts. I was like, son of a, you know.
Wow.
You start thinking about all these cases, you know. You're like, yeah. Oh, man, yeah, their phone died. Yep. So that next day, I had car troubles. I couldn't leave. I was like, man. So that night, started hearing barking. I'm like, ah, here we go. Here we go. So, and I'm home alone. Oh, you know what? Real quick, I forgot to also tell. There's a picture of the Glimmer Man on there that I took. It was in broad daylight. This was the
For those that aren't
day.
Familiar, can you explain what the Glimmer Man is?
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, it's the Predator. It looks like the Predator. He moves like the Predator. It disappears like the Predator.
The Predator is cloaked, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep, it looks like you're looking at water. And that's what it literally looked like. It looked like I was staring at water. Now, this happened. I was about 6 feet away from it. I turned around. I felt like I was being stared at. The wind was blowing. It was hot. And I'd never been to Oklahoma before. You know, it was really windy. And I just felt heat. I was like, oh, man. And I hate heat. So I turned around. Sure enough, here's this thing just staring at me. You can see in the photo, his arms up like this and his legs bent. You can see it. It's probably, I honestly think it's the best picture of the Glimmer Man that's ever been taken. I did a really good job with it.
That's cool.
So all of a sudden I go, oh my God. And my heart started beating real fast and I'm staring at this thing. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I said, I'm not going to get another chance to do this. So I took a step forward to go approach it and it disappeared immediately. I was like, oh my goodness. And that actually scared me more than seeing it because I'm like, he's disappeared. I cannot see him. I'm running in the house. I ran in the house. But yeah, that was the second day in the daytime. So I during that time while the day was passing through, I was like, I cannot believe I just saw that. Like, that was wild. And he said they were in the tree, sure enough. And I'll send you another photo. You can post as well. You can see these people in the trees. It's wild. It was very creepy, very creepy. But so the third night, he goes, hey man, there's a mosquito looking guy on my driveway. I go, what? What? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, there's something in my driveway. He goes, they're in my work truck. I said, really? No, I have pictures of this. I have video of this. There was someone in his car. Sure enough, there was a group of people out there. When I say people, not from Earth, clearly, I don't know how to explain it. They were going through our cars, and mine was locked, and they had the doors wide open.
Wow!
I was like, and no alarm went off, nothing. And so the one lady, she. And then what I'm about to say is the truth. It's, I mean, there was four other witnesses to this. And she had blonde hair, curly. She had sunglasses on. She had glowing orange skin and black polka dots all over her. We went into the basement at first to look out the window. She looked at us and smiled and waved. I waved back. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I got to go get my phone. I got to go record this.
Oh, wow.
So I go back upstairs. Put my phone in the window. As soon as I hit record, it's pitch black outside. I'm like, what just happened? I was like, they just took the light away. And I'm talking like pitch black. Like you couldn't see anything. I was like, what is happening now? And all of a sudden, so I turn the light off in the kitchen, put my phone back out or hit record. I have a photo of this. They were playing, all of a sudden they're playing I'm guessing it was some sort of projector, but it was a video of a human in a house while other people were sleeping and they were going through there. It was strange. I don't know what it was. I don't know what the purpose of the video was, but it was very odd. I have a video of it. It was crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, what am I watching right now? Yeah, it was very weird. But the other person that was with them was this guy. Now, when you put a flashlight on him, or, and this is, I mean, they have deception in the bag. Like that is their key. This is what they do. Like they are just so good at deception. Like I literally have a photo of a tree floating in the air. It's floating in the air. It's not touching the ground. And you can see this in the photo. It's literally, it's floating off the air by about 4 feet.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's wild. So basically what they did was if you hit them with a flashlight, and now these were totally different entities, I believe, than the second night, because these ones were, they had, I saw their faces for one, for two, they had eyes. They had, I mean, they looked at, I mean, they had all in a straight way, like how we look, you know, their noses were there. They
same height and everything.
Yeah. Different heights, you know, but the guy and the woman, like the woman was probably like 5'8", you know, just a regular, you know what I mean? A regular, you know, just wherever she was from. It's crazy to say, you know, but yeah, I mean, yeah, they were just, but there were so many different types of them. I couldn't believe it. And so, but him, okay, sorry, I'm getting off track. So when you hit him with a flashlight, I looked at my phone. I go, where's he at? I said, oh my goodness, it's a post. He looks like a fence post, a
no
fence post
shit.
In my phone.
Oh my God.
Now I have, it's pretty wild. So I actually have proof of this. I have, luckily I went out, anytime we went outside, they stopped everything. They didn't talk to us. They wouldn't talk to us. They would not do anything. They would not interact with us at all when we went outside. I took a video. I have a video. They're hiding in the background. Now, if I can get someone to brighten this up in the back, 100% you're going to see a bunch of them standing there because they look like corn stalks of corn and big, tall blades of grass. That's what they look like. And you can actually go on the website and you can see this because the tree they were standing by has no vegetation around it. And I have a picture of it in the daytime. At nighttime, there are just lumps of vegetation all around the tree.
They obviously have extremely advanced cloaking abilities.
Oh, it's I mean, yeah, it was wild. I couldn't even believe that. And so the post one, I actually have proof that it was a person because in the video, it's waving back and forth and you can see two eyes. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you can see it actually disappear into a lump. And no joke, that's what it does in the video. So you can tell that whatever that post was, wasn't there in the first place. So that's hard to prove.
Yeah, that makes you wonder how they can just mess with the fabric of reality like that. That's insane.
Exactly. And so this is actually the wild part was while I'm in the window, all of a sudden on the screen, they're starting to project. All of a sudden, it's me. I'm like, what? They flipped my camera around and was showing me. I said, oh my God. So, you know, I turned off the camera. It didn't matter. I was still up there. So I put a piece of tape over it and that stopped it. So I was like, I can't believe they just did that. They just manipulated my phone from out in the driveway, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, that was wild. And so what they were doing, they were bringing in groups every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes. They were seeing vehicles. And I have a photo of an entity sitting in the work truck. Matter of fact, there were parents with kids.
Now, what does these vehicles look like?
Oh, no. They were.
Oh, sitting in your vehicles. I see. Okay.
Yeah. They were like old work trucks.
And could you see where they were coming from?
Okay. So this is where I finally, for about 20 seconds. It was like the veil's down. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe what I'm looking at. There were these bullet, honestly, the only way I can describe it, it was like bullet trains, but they were instant travel. They were blue and black. They would hop in these things. All of a sudden, it would, boop, they were gone. I was like, oh, it was wild. And so that mosquito guy that he was talking about, I have a photo of him. So, and I'll send that to you as well. It's very, it's wild. It was, and he was right. It looked like a mosquito. He, red skin, white eyes, big long nose with a big white bulb at the end. It was, wow. And I was trying to actually take a photo of the woman that had glowing orange skin, and they blocked her. They moved her so fast that I got a picture of him instead. Like it was wild. So something was going on down there, and it was pretty wild. So.
Wow. I mean, what kind of conclusions can you come up to, you know, with something like that? That's insane. Yeah.
Well, see, this is where it gets a little okay. So the paranormal part of this is, and I believe a lot of paranormal stuff is basically what I'm about to describe. Okay, so I left Oklahoma. I came back a week later. I'm at my house where I'm at now, and it's about 4:30 in the morning. I thought I saw an orange light to the right of me. I'm like, oh, that was weird. So sitting there again, all of a sudden I see it again. I'm like, I saw that. That was happening. That happened. So I decide to take my phone. I hit record, but before I did, I turned the decibels up. I put it on manual video so I could turn the decibels, the hertz up. I put my phone facing out my window, put it all up. I had a Bluetooth in my ear so I could hear everything. You can hear, I mean, a pin drop. It's wild. I went upstairs. All of a sudden, I start hearing this. Sounds like this. I'm like, what is that? It's doing this. All of a sudden, I hear my china being touched. I'm like, oh my God, someone broke into the house. I was literally about to call the cops. All of a sudden, something very heavy down by my phone. It was like, shook it. I was like, what is happening? I ran downstairs. No one's there. I was like, something's going on here. The next night, I have a video of this. You can see it playing. You can see it in the glass. And now this is how this is viewed from now on, is everything you can see is through like the screen door, like right here, through the screen door, as you can see. I have videos of this ton. It's wild. Anyways, I shut the door. We were coming in from, I was smoking a cigarette. I shut the door. All of a sudden, I see this stuff moving. I'm like, what am I looking at? And you can hear me in the video go, what is this? And you can see it moving back and forth. And then in the video, you can also see something standing behind me in my house, which I can't see when I turn around. But in the video, I'll send it to you. You can see it plain as day. So
Wow.
I realized there's something going on here. So basically, there were other entities that followed me home, and you could not see them physically, but only through the windows. But you had to have a phone. If you just looked at it, you couldn't see it. But, and I also have another, I kept telling people I was seeing stuff, and I said, you know what? I thought I saw something on a ceiling fan. Sure enough, I was going through a video from that same night. There it is. It's in the ceiling fan. And I got several pictures of it. It's pretty wild. I'll send them to you. You can do what you want with them. But yeah, you can post them if you want. But yeah, it's so they followed me home pretty much. And activity's been here since nothing's been happening for a couple of weeks now. But before that, I mean, I got pictures. They pricked me in my forearms with needles. My wife actually saw it happen while I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth. It's just all of a sudden I just started bleeding. It was right there. But yeah, I mean, that's the only thing they've done to me though, other than that. But yeah, that's what's happening here.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot, that on some type of paranormal or UFO investigations, that they'll have these attachments that'll follow the investigators home, and then you'll be stuck with some of these guys. That's crazy.
Yeah, luckily nothing bad happened. Because I wouldn't believe something like that. I mean, these guys, they have to be dimensional, because I have a photo. I have a photo taken while they were in the house. And also too, I have other audio of them. So that audio I recorded, that was them making the clicking sounds, because I have it again in several other ones. If I let my phone just sit somewhere and walk away, they were all about it. You can see the phone start moving back and forth. So it's pretty wild. But excuse me. But yeah, in the photo, my kitchen cabinets have long handles. You know what I mean? You can pull them out like this. In the photo, they're round. They're round handles. Like, how is that
Wow.
possible? How
Huh.
is that possible? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have proof of, I'll send you those as well if you'd like me, if you want to. But yeah, they were round. I was so baffled by this. I was like, how did they do that? Like, they're round handles. They are. There's no other way around it. They're circles.
Wow, that's
It's wild.
crazy. Now,
Yeah.
what do you think is, we talked about earlier how there is a profound connection between ufology and the paranormal, and I'm starting to think that this whole reality that we're seeing, it could be just an experiment for these guys, for these higher intelligence beings. You know, anything paranormal, like a ghost, it just could be some kind of glitch in their simulation or experiment. And they're in control of everything. Because, you know, from what you describe and from what some other abductees and contactees describe, they have control over our reality completely. Like, we can't do anything. They are so far, far, much, you know, so much farther superior than we could ever imagine. You know, we wouldn't even be able to compete. Pete at all.
Exactly. You're 100% right. I wouldn't doubt that what you just described could be happening. I do also believe that there's other dimensions. There has to be. Unless they have such good technology that they're walking around in my house. Now, when they were in the house, they looked like static. You could see it with your own eyes. It would look like static. That's the only way I can describe it. It would look like static moving in front of you. It was very odd. And then also a black thing would fly in front of your face and you'd think it was a buck, but you couldn't track it. It would just disappear. And that leads me to believe that they're, like you just said, like there's a glitch and you know what I mean? Like they're hiding behind a curtain that only they can control. And you're absolutely right. They're controlling the game for sure. I mean, think about it. All the stuff I just described is impossible for us.
Right.
You know what I mean? And for them, it was like, oh, let's do it. You know what I mean? They stuck a needle in my arm and I didn't even feel it. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. Like, and I would never even admit that because I'd be like, oh, well, people would think I'm nuts. But hey, you know what? I have both photos. I had a witness to it. I mean, it happened and I can't, you know, hold back stuff like that. I mean, what happened happened.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't. It's crazy. But I definitely believe like what you said, They're controlling it.
Now, along the same lines, do you think cryptid phenomenons probably are along those same lines? Like it's some sort of connection to this ufological / paranormal interdimensional phenomenon that these beings are appearing and kind of phasing in and out of our reality. Do you think that's what's going on with Bigfoot and some of these other cryptids?
Yeah, for sure. Especially Bigfoot. Because you and I both know that there's way too many accounts of him disappearing or walking alongside an orb or holding an orb or turning into an orb. And also, let's not forget about the tons of UFO and Bigfoot encounters together, you know, especially in this state back in the 1970s. There was a huge flap actually in the whole United States, but mostly there, a lot of them were in Pennsylvania. But like you just said, they have to be dimensional because we don't see them every day. You know what I mean? And like when we do, and like, let's take the Mothman ones, for example, in Chicago that's happening. All of a sudden it's ramped up again. You have police officers, you have ambulance, you have EMTs, paramedics for witnesses, guys that hold their jobs very close to their chest. You know what I mean? They're risking big stuff, you know, and for them to say what they saw, where's this thing going? If we can't see it when it's at home, clearly it's going into some place that we can't see. You know what I mean? So that's what I believe is happening. I believe that they're able to just flip a switch and go into this other area or dimension whenever they feel like just like the missing 411 people. I believe that a lot of those might actually be just walking into an area that at the time is being controlled by some other entity.
Right. And yeah. I thought about that
out,
too.
You know?
Yeah. 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 I was actually having discussion with a couple of guests about this. You know, if this is some sort of simulation that they're controlling, maybe it's easier to just render them out of the simulation than changing the whole, you know, anything else around them. That's just that's a kind of an eerie thought. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I just want to say real quick. I have two photos of their equipment that they left in the video. See, and I also have videos missing out of my phone, which I did not delete. I'll tell you that right now. They're gone. I'll just say they're gone. So, but the one I have, you can see my stove and then you can see this object sitting over. It's coming out like this. It has it goes in a little bit like this and there's a black hole. And then on top of it is a gold piece and a green light. And it's not mine. I don't have that sitting on my stove. That was one other things. And then also in the video where I got them on a ceiling fan, you can see one. You can see this robot looking thing. It's got a white light on it. It's a square butt like this. It has a white light coming out the front of it. But this is the kicker. You can see someone's hand holding it like this.
Huh.
In the photo and in the video, you would think he's sitting on top of a box. But whatever he's using isn't my box, but it's in the place of it. And it looks like it's in it. You know what I mean? It's very, wow. When I look at that, I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's where the dimensional stuff to me is like really kicks in, because this stuff isn't sitting on my, you know what I mean? When I could see this stuff with my own eyes, like the fan was spinning in the video, but when I looked with my naked eye, it wasn't on. You know what I mean? So there, you're right. You know what I mean? It's like they're flipping a switch, and everything has a switch. Everything does. I mean, that's how I would describe it. Just like the cryptids, like you said, like they're coming from where they want to come from.
Right. You know? Now, while we're on the line of cryptids, you also mentioned a recent investigation you did about an owl man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Tell me about that. Yeah. I haven't heard much about an owl man.
Yeah. I'm Winnie the Pooh's friend. No, I'm just kidding. So, my wife actually did this with me. It was pretty fun. So, we got the information anyway. So we went out to go meet this guy after getting all the information that we got. So the story goes this.
And where was this located?
In Fayette County in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Like I said, this is an area that has a ton of cryptid, paranormal, UFO stuff. So the story goes is this guy has an awesome garage. You can open it up. It slides open. All of a sudden it's a band/bar. I mean, it's awesome. It's really cool. And so they're practicing music at the time. Now, this is relevant because in other winged cryptid encounters, music is involved in a couple of them. It just seems weird or odd that in this one, they're playing a piano. All of a sudden, the main witness, he went to go get a Pepsi for the guy playing the piano. And his friend was inside playing it. And so he comes back out. All of a sudden, he looks up. He's like, huh, that's a really close, what is that, a hang glider? That's what he thought at first, a hang glider. He goes, All of a sudden, he gets closer. And he's like, what? Is that a person? There it was. He goes, it was a giant owl. He goes, it was huge. He said it had to have been over 6 feet tall, with an 18 to 21 foot wingspan. Now he said this thing turned its head and looked at him like this. It was like he was coming over to see where the sound was coming from in a way. He said that's what he thought happened. So after this thing flew over, he said, I mean, he couldn't believe what he had seen. But then other stuff started to add up to him, because nights before he had I think it was 6 or 7 cats. They all went missing one by one. And the one night he was out there, he said he heard now he would call it like claws on a metal roof sliding down it. And you could hear a cat screaming its head off. So, you know, he believes that, you know, this thing basically took his cats. And he said the one cat wouldn't hurt a fly. I mean, and this thing ended up going missing. But yeah, so we went up there. We got some more information on it. So this guy was so determined, and this is what really sells the story for me, is people don't go and do what I'm about to describe if they're lying. Now, if they're determined to prove what they've seen, they might go and do this. So what he did, he heard that this thing might be coming out of a mine about 10 miles away from, not 10 miles, let's say about 8 miles away. It's a mushroom farm. Okay. What he did is, this guy's retired. He's a smart guy. He's got his own fish to eat. Like he's raising his own fish. I mean, he's got a ton of stuff. A very smart guy. He went and got a job there at a mushroom farm to try to find this thing. So you don't go get a job at a mushroom farm. That's a dirty job.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're underground all day. You know what I mean? But this is another part that corroborates what is going on. So while he's working there, they kept getting their ATVs stolen. And finally, they put some cameras up. And they caught these teenagers with shotguns stealing their ATVs. And the police go, why are you stealing these every night? He goes, what's going on here? He goes, well, we saw this devil thing fly out of here. He goes, several nights in a row, and we're trying to hunt it down and kill it. And the one goes, no, it looks like a giant bird, man. And that's what happened there. I mean, if you put the two together, I mean, that's, you know, I can, now I get why he got the job at the, I'm sorry, I got the better. That's why he got the job at the mushroom farm. I'm sorry. That's why he got the job in the first place, because of that story. Now, when he was working there, they did hear something pretty wild. And then there was also a sighting of this thing by a totally different person that me and my wife found after doing some digging. We didn't say what it was. We didn't say what it looked like. He told me that it looked like an owl. And sure enough, me and my wife went to where this area was. And there was a big old branch snapped in half. You can't get in there by foot. You can't. There's a barbed wire fence around it. It's old. And it leads into the mine. So it's actually no trespassing. So, you know, but we walked up there anyways. And, but yeah, sure enough, there was a big disturbance where he said it was. And something big had to have snapped that, because there's no way a human could have ripped it off the tree. But yeah, I mean, that's a long story short of what happened up there. We didn't get an actual photo of it, but he did draw a photo of it. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the other cryptid one that we went to go look at.
Now, have you investigated or maybe even heard of any cryptid or Bigfoot encounters or any kind of strange creature encounters that got violent or ended even in death or anything?
Yeah, there was one I investigated. Matter of fact, I went to a high school with a kid. I also have a paranormal. Excuse me, I'm sorry. A paranormal one as well. Real two quick stories. Matter of fact, this is about a mile from where I live. It's right into the woods here. Matter of fact, I live on an old mine. Okay, so I have a lot of stuff that happens here, and it's mostly my fault because I use a laser pointer and a flashlight at the sky do this. So we've actually had lights come all the way down to our yard. It's pretty wild. So anyways, about 4 years ago, my buddy was hunting back there. He said all of a sudden he came up upon a deer carcass. This thing, he said, had its, I mean, something in pot like we can't do. Like it had bones shoved through its, it had its leg shoved through its neck hole. Like it was wild, he said. And the photos of this are foul. Like they're gross. I mean, but you can tell that we wouldn't be able to do that. That was used, force. So he said, and he kind of believes in Bigfoot and stuff like that. So he came back two nights later, he said, and they were just all of a sudden they're sitting there and they hear a tree snap. And he looks over and there's these two red coal eyes just staring at him. He said, and he first thought it was the, cause over here you have, electrical lines and stuff, and they have red lights blinking and stuff like that. And he said, no, because these started moving. And then all of a sudden there was another pair behind it. It spread out like this. And they said they got so scared that they ran back to their car. Now he said, when he looked back, he said they were literally a tree behind him. He goes, it was impossible to run that fast. He goes, so that to me is another kicker of like, this thing's moving not on its feet sometimes. You know what I mean? It can make its footprints when it wants to. Like that to me tells me that's what I think Bigfoot is. I think it does that. But sure enough, I mean, if you look up a lot of Bigfoot encounters, they have red eyes, you know, and they glow, you know, for the most part, they have red eyes. But also other animals do as well. But I doubt the ones this big because he said it had to have been over 8 feet tall. So, but I did see the picture of the deer, and it's pretty wild. I mean, I don't see a human being ever to snap a deer's. I know it's gruesome. I'm sorry. It had his leg snapped off, and it was shoved into the inside of it. Like it was pretty foul. And that to me, I mean, I can't believe he went out to the woods to see it again. I mean, because you know, that's, would you want that to happen to you? Absolutely not.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, that's one. And then we also had a, see, now this is where I tie in, like after I learned about what was happening at my house, I'm like, you know, a lot of ghost stuff maybe could possibly be these entities that are just willy nilly walking around, you know what I mean? Or doing whatever they feel like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just so happens I was able to catch them on video. You know what I mean? It was, luck. Like I really, I'm happy I got it though, you know, because I'd probably be going crazy here if I didn't see that, you know. I mean, because, you know, people, you know, think your house is haunted. But yeah, so we had another one. This was in, Westmoreland County, which is basically where Fayette County is. But it was towards, it's about 15 minutes from here. It's really close to Allegheny County where I live in. And it was this lady had had her, she had hay bales outside. And the one day she came home, they were stacked on top of each other. And where this lady lives, she lives in the middle of nowhere. I'm not kidding. I think the next house.
I can't hear you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, there you are. All right.
Sorry. I apologize.
No worries.
Sorry. let me turn down the volume, actually. Sorry. There we go. Sorry about that again. All right. So anyways, she lives in the middle of nowhere. The closest house is like a mile or a quarter mile away. But her hay bales were stacked on top of each other. Now, me and you both, I mean, hay bales are heavy, you know? So it, she at first thought it was a Bigfoot. And, you know, I would happen to agree with her at that point, you know, I guess not agree with her, but I guess I would go in that way. But the next thing that happened was inside the house. And inside the house, there was a fork just stuck right in the middle of the wall. And then there was, and she wasn't home for this, but the next thing, and that was the only thing that was weird. So I couldn't say something did that, you know, cause she could have possibly did it if she wanted to, you know what I mean? But the next thing was, is she was taking a shower and all of a sudden you can just hear, she said, you heard the door slam inside of the bathroom. And she said, you could see something cause the steam, she said, and this is another thing. Like my accounts, and I'll explain why in a second. She said something was, it was about 6 feet tall. It wasn't hairy. She said it looked like a human, you know, I guess a human, I would say, an entity human, you know. And she said it literally opened up its cabinet, picked up the medicine in there, and just started dumping it in the sink while she's in the bathroom, while she's taking a shower. And she's staring at this thing.
And what did it look like?
She said it looked like a human. She said, I said a male or female. And she said she would assume it was a male because the steam kept letting some of it show. And I said, you know, did you get a look at the face or anything? She said, no, you could only tell that there was something there, like a solid, you know what I mean? But then as soon as she turned the shower off, it stopped. And this is the thing, is the bottle, she said, fell right onto the floor. And she said she needed that medicine. Like that was crucial for her. She had she was going through chemo at the time. And that was her medication. So to me, like, why would someone purposely do that? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't, and right there, I was like, well, that's not Bigfoot. You know what I mean? But you have heard accounts of Bigfoot being in houses, but it just doesn't add up. But what is similar to my experiences, and I have pictures of this as well, is the one night my bathroom was steamed up. So I drew high on the fog and, you know, the mirror. All of a sudden, there's high back. I was like, what? I almost had a heart attack. So
that's like something you see in a horror movie there.
Yeah. So listen to this. So I drew a smiley face. All of a sudden, there's just a ton of smiley faces getting thrown all over the mirror. I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. So, and it started streaking like this right as after they were done. So I didn't get a picture of that one, but I did get a picture of the next two. So whenever I saw that the glass or the windows would fog up, I would immediately run over and write high. So I wrote high. I drew a dog face on the one. All of a sudden, there's a ton of them in my bathroom window. They're real intricate. They're cool. They're really cool looking, but they were dog faces of several different types of dogs. It's pretty wild. Wow. And then I have one, I put my handprint. Oh my gosh, trying to get it. I put my handprint up there. Right. And then all of a sudden this small one just shows up in the middle of it. And I have a photo of it. There's, you can see it's got four fingers. You can see these right here and then a thumb off to the side. But I have a photo of my hand up there and then one right in the middle of it like this. Like he put his hand right on mine. And that there to me, like, is like is he standing there? You know what I mean? Like, is he standing in the same spot as me? Is he on the other side of it? You know what I mean? But he would have to be on the same side as me because he would have to mess up the fog on the glass. You know what I mean? So he has to be maybe standing in my position. See how hard, I mean,
Well,
it's
unless he's
very,
in a different, density or
exactly.
dimension, you know?
That's what I mean. So like, that's where, and that's what really sealed it for me is they're, I mean, it's like layers, like you said, like boom, it's they're right over top of us or something. And then on Christmas, I open up this door here, and there is a they and a lot of photos I have, there's faces all over them. You can see them everywhere. That's what they do. Like I literally just got a Samsung 21 phone. The camera's gone, it's ruined. You see, if you look at my TikTok, you'll see that I'll go to pull it out at nighttime. Everything's shining, glistening. It's wild. But anyways, there was a big a face with two eyes and teeth sitting there. I have a picture of it. I mean, you could tell I didn't do it because there's still frost in the eye holes. Like it's too intricate to do. It's wild. But
Wow.
yeah, I mean those. But yeah, hers and like me thinking of that, like the fog. You know, it's just. I wonder if it's the same entity, but just very a mean one,
Right, yeah. Now, we got a few minutes left. There is a very interesting cryptid that I've been coming across, videos of online and hearing a lot about is, I don't know if you've heard of, probably have the rake. Have you heard of the rake before? Now, have you had any experience or seen or, had any investigations about these types of entities?
I know that Lon and them just got a couple. I believe so, at least in the last couple months.
Those are terrifying to me. Those, I mean,
Yeah, I
I
agree with
have
you a
no
hundred
idea
percent.
what that is.
Yep. Yeah. To me, if I saw that, I would be like Scooby-Doo. I
Right, yeah.
would be out of there. But yeah, there's this one that they actually were investigating. There's a video of it, and I don't know if I would be allowed to get permission to give it to you guys. I don't know if they're sending it out yet. But there's a video of this kid. He's in the woods and he's filming this thing, and it's making this sound like but it's loud. It's so loud, and he keeps getting closer and closer to it. He finally sees what it is, and now it's the rake. It's a white thing sitting there with two white legs, and it's got a eye shine. He looks over it, and it goes. It makes the sound. And he just takes off running, and we were sent that video. I know it's supposed to be real. Now, if that's real, I don't
Yeah. Now, for
ever
those
want
that
to.
don't know, a rake is just like this skinny humanoid-looking thing, and it's always pale, hairless, long arms, long legs, and their eyes usually glow in the dark. Very terrifying, almost alien-like looking creatures that,
Yeah, it's like they were
yeah.
like it was like you know what it reminds me is something that the. Didn't quite get there. You know what I mean? Like they're like,
Yeah,
oh,
or maybe like
whatever.
humans that got trapped underground for years, a civilization
Yeah.
that just stayed underground for a couple of hundred years and just kind of mutated or adapted. So I don't
You're
know.
right. And then in this video too, you can see that it's got real small legs too. You can tell that the legs are like curled up underneath it. Like now, like I said, if we, I'll see if they released it or not, but it was in the last couple of months that they received it. And I mean, it's terrifying to me. Like, I would not want to see this.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
yeah, you guys don't know what it is. You can see other pictures of it and stuff. But they usually, when you see a rake, it usually is a sign of bad luck. I mean, at least that's what, I'm familiar with hearing. You know what I mean? So, but the last couple of cases I've heard about, I mean, I don't know if there was any bad luck associated with it. But other than that, I mean, they look like demons. Like, they're just. Something that isn't good, you
Yeah,
wouldn't want
definitely.
anything to do with it. So,
Now, do you have anything interesting upcoming? Any investigations or anything you're working on?
yeah, I mean, I have a couple UFO ones, but I just got it's wild because this, it's like my investigation and my accounts is the first one that I know of that has these entities like that. The ones that I saw, because they don't look like grays, they don't look like insectoids, they look like whoever they are. Like the
Right.
one literally looks like he's got two big tusks. I mean, he had a big white head. I mean, in the video, you can see him standing still like this. He's still in a, it's in the video. But when I open the screen door, you can see a moot. It's wild. So, I mean, they look like they're, I guess they should, whatever, wherever they're from. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it, but anyway, so I have a case that's in, the odd thing is it's straight up from the one in Oklahoma. So, or I'm sorry, straight down, it's in Texas and it's like the same stuff. But I want to tell you that Oklahoma case makes Skinwalker Ranch look like Disneyland.
I'm it sounds right like now. It. Yeah, it sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the stuff that was happening there, I mean, is insane. And their neighbors are literally a mile away from you. Like, it's crazy. But, yeah, I got a case in Texas. The guy's going through similar accounts, stuff messing with him. But he said, you know, like, my security camera, I got lights coming in on record across the street. They're coming in from the sky. They're coming in. They stop in that tree. Across the street. And I also had this weird entity that shows up. He's flying, no wings at all. He comes from this tree across the street, goes like this, zigzags in and stops. All of a sudden he flips over my camera.
A humanoid entity?
What's that?
Is it like a humanoid?
No, it's a small, it looks like a gerbil. It looks like a gerbil or a fox, I guess, put together. But there's no wings. There's no wings. And then I have it taking off. Now, this is the thing is when I opened up the door, the video I have of it taking off, I didn't see anything with my own eyes. I couldn't see, there was nothing there. But in the video, it's, you know, it's infrared. You can see him, his arms are stretched out like this. And he's literally like someone would fly. That's what he did. He took off. There's zero wings. It's crazy. Wow. I'll send you. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send me as many of those pictures as you can that we were discussing during the podcast, so I can put those up for everybody. Yeah, definitely. That is some absolutely fascinating investigations. And before you head out, you're also working on a book, right?
Yeah. What I started doing, you know, I was working on one for Screen Memories, and because I had noticed a small little I don't know. Anyways, so I noticed, I guess, a certain pattern. That's what, which is actually very smart. But all this stuff started happening. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put that on a back burner and start working on this stuff that happened. So, yeah, I'm going to start because there was a lot of other stuff that happened when we were in Oklahoma, too. So I'm going to, in the book here, I'm going to try to go a little bit more in depth in it and also bring my encounter that happened obviously when I got home, and then also too the witness still has stuff happening to him.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty wild. I actually got a photo. I mean, it's hard to see a lot of these now the photos at my house, they do it on purpose to you. They you can't take a photo, like it's crazy. But anyways, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm putting that together. So, and I've also been talking with David Eckert. I don't know if you know who he is. He had a reptilian encounter in Florida and stuff like that. Me and him talk a lot. So me and him might possibly be putting something together because he's got entities in his house, you know, so. And I got a little something going on here, and we've got some similarities. So, me and him been talking. So, me and him maybe possibly might do something. But, yeah, for right now, I'm doing my own accounts and stuff. So,
yeah, that's really cool. We'll have to have you back on after you get some that book done, and if you do any more investigations to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that Oklahoma one, that's fascinating stuff. That definitely gives Skinwalker Ranch a run for its money.
And, yeah, and I think about it every day still. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. I think I'm pretty sure the audience will enjoy that, hearing about that one. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. Fascinating stuff, and we'll definitely talk to you again in the future.
Thanks for having me. You got a good show going here, and I meant to tell you that earlier. I really enjoyed your other stuff. So,
thank you so much.
Having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, until next time, everyone. Have an excellent evening.